Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The cultural aesthetic, rascuachismo, was born in Chicano neighborhoods. It's an underdog, do-with-what-you-have resourcefulness that's on display in homes, on the streets, in the wardrobe, and in today's case, in art galleries. San Antonio's contemporary art museum, the McNay, is hosting Rascuachismo, 35 years of a Chicano sensibility. It marks 35 years since the publication of the groundbreaking essay Rascuachismo, a Chicano sensibility by renowned Chicano art and culture scholar Tomas Ibarra Frausto. Ibarra Frausto's essay explores Rascuachismo's working class roots and its colorful and elaborate expressiveness. The exhibit at the McNay consists of more than 50 works by artists like San Antonio's Margarita Cabrera and Juan de Dios Mora, El Paso's Luis Jimenez, Carlos Almaraz of Los Angeles, and works from Tomas Ibarra Frausto's own personal collection. These works not only embody rascuachismo, but the Chicana feminist variation of rascuachismo known as domesticana. We're taking a walk through some of the highlights of the Rascuachismo exhibit, which is displayed in various galleries across the McNay's 25-acre grounds. Our tour guides are Tomas Ibarra Frausto and the McNay's curator of Latinx art, Mia Lopez.
The exhibition's subtitle is 35 Years of a Chicano Sensibility. And I think what we see in this exhibition and what I really was, you know, wanting to pull together were a group of artists, some of whom were more contemporaries with Tomas, some of whom are more emerging, you know, younger generation. Younger artists in this exhibition are in their 30s. The elder artists are in their 80s. So we have a huge range there. And they all have their own different takes and interpretations of this, of the term rascuachismo, as well as the term domesticana. What we're trying to pull together are examples that we see of how this concept, these sensibilities, continue to influence artists, different ways that we can illustrate that. It's about creating a conversation and bringing a dialogue and thinking, too, about what's perhaps coming next for Chicano and Latino artists in San Antonio and beyond.
Lopez starts us off with a work by Laredo native Mickey Rodriguez, a self-described integrated materials artist. Lopez says the artist exemplifies the creative reuse of materials in her work, which here in a piece called Witness is a hanging elongated oval textile ornamented with found objects stitched into small blue squares and displayed in a grid-like pattern.
She is somebody who very much embodies the idea of kind of the more assemblage aspects of rascuachismo, bringing in bits and pieces, little cositas that might have been, you know, otherwise discarded. She finds interest and value in the way that they are created. Mickey Rodriguez has three works in the exhibition, Witness, Cielito Lindo, and Shapeshifter. And in each of those pieces, you see the way that she's combining textiles, often textiles that are found or discarded or created from either clothing or in some cases like plastic bags. And then she juxtaposes those with found objects. We see bottle caps, we see bits of plastic, we see milagros, broken pieces of jewelry, and really she considers each of these to kind of carry a little bit of energy or residue from whoever previously used or owned those things.
I just wanted to say that also she's part of both rascuachismo, but from a feminist viewpoint, which is now what Amalia Mesapenes calls the feminine part of rascuachismo. She is part of rascuachismo, but with a feminist emphasis. Another artist once said, you know, somebody's trash is my treasure. Almost like she picked things that were thrown away and she made a beautiful, beautiful object out of it.
Curator Mia Lopez takes us next to works by San Antonio artist Juan de Dios Mora. His series of seven black and white relief prints are densely illustrated with rascuache imagery, and they express how Chicanos use their ingenuity to create extraordinarily elaborate modes of transportation, like a homemade lowrider motorcycle made with rockets and bicycle wheels and adorned with an eagle head and antlers, or a hot rodder in space who's blasting through the stars with other racers on rascuache bikes of all shapes and sizes built in a tinker toy fashion.
And really what was so, you know, attractive for me about this body of work is that it quite literally illustrates so many clever examples of rascuachismo in everyday life, albeit with a little bit of an exaggerated and kind of fantastic lens. And what you see Juan doing in this work is he is depicting often workers or laborers that have come up with creative, ingenious solutions to problems. You know, whether they are herding cattle or riding a bike, you know, they have decked out their vehicles with flags, with kind of lowrider aspects. He has another work that has a rocket ship that has Rasa in the style of the NASA logo. Things like that.
It's like a comic book for grown-ups.
Right.
They mixed and matched from all the iconographies drawn from high art, from popular art, from comic art, and they create wonderful expressions with all these elements.
And I think really, you know, continues the tradition of printmaking that was, you know, a huge part of the Chicano movement, the Taller Gráfica, major influence on so many artists, but also you kind of brings it into the 21st century with this sort of playful futurist take in some of the works, again, kind of imagining a fusion of high-tech space with rascuache, kind of ready-made tinkering aspect. They know what that kind of creativity and ingenuity looks like. You know, it's figuring out how to do what you need to do with whatever you have at hand.
This particular gallery in the McNay, the Butt Paperworks Gallery, also contains a glass casing that includes several of Tomás Ibarra Frausto's own collection of books, papers, and other ephemera, including the cover of the original essay on rascuachismo.
You know, it's very rare. They're in the rare books collection of many museums, but here they could see it.
Ibarra Frausto points to a collection of prayer cards, including one of a woman on fire.
We all were familiar growing up with these little cards that were given out at church, and this one is an anima en pena, you know, a woman who's being devoured by flames because she was very bad or something. She was going to hell. So, and also over there, of course, those are more of the ones that are given as little cards at church. El Santo Niño de Atocha, you know, a very famous, important, I mean, each one has a story, a very important story to tell about our heritage. And so we wanted to say it's the ordinary things that we were learning. And then the artists use some of these as an iconography in their work.
The glass case also contains pictures of San Antonio tourist mainstay Mi Tierra restaurant. Its rascuache interior is wall-to-wall decorated with papel picado, piñatas, and other iconography, including a giant mural of prominent Latinos in San Antonio and U.S. history. Tomás Ibarra Frausto says Mi Tierra captures the rascuache sensibility.
Well, part of the sensibility is what in art historical terms is the Baroque. The Baroque means, you know, this elaborate, very elaborate way of doing it. And when you go to Mi Tierra, you see like piñatas, but it's not just a piñata, then there's another decoration over the piñata. And so it's like everywhere there's Christmas tree lights, there's doves, there's Valentines, there you can see the Virgen de Guadalupe, you see the streamers coming down, you see, you know, and this is, I thought, very significant because it was almost like an example of an ultra-Baroque essay here visually in San Antonio.
We move next to an open space known as the Octagon. Suspended above the viewers' heads are two large rectangular textile installations by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez, an artist who works with fabric and brick. The large hanging panels are both quilt-like in nature, with various blocks of painted and printed fabrics sewn into abstract patterns. Curator Mia Lopez explains how Martinez honors her neighborhood and the gentrification that has changed it.
And the work that she makes is really referencing her experience in the neighborhoods of Pilsen and Little Village, where her family had their home. Those are areas that have been historically Mexican-American, but over the last decade or so have experienced rapid gentrification. And so the work that she makes is about urban life. It's about the city grid and the textures of the city, as it also is about transformation. She works with both textile and painting. So she has taken fabric elements and dyed and changed them to have different patterns that are evocative not only of the homes, advertisements in her neighborhood, commercial elements, but also she borrows from things that she encounters on the street, whether it be perhaps graffiti or, again, advertising, the marks that construction workers make that will indicate, you know, where to dig or not dig.
Lopez points to a small, colorful pile of bricks erected in a cone shape.
So in addition to the textile pieces, we also have some brick sculptures. And these are very much kind of playing with the concept of the ready-made. And she takes these bricks to represent both, you know, the construction and deconstruction of buildings in her neighborhood, but then adorns them with everything from stockings and fabrics to paint to, you know, pieces of tar, faux flowers, again, showing kind of the detritus of the neighborhood.
We're taking a walk through the highlights of the exhibit Rascuachismo, 35 Years of a Chicano Sensibility, on display at San Antonio's McNay Art Museum. Our tour guides are the McNay's curator of Latinx art, Mia Lopez, and Latino art and culture scholar Tomás Ibarra Frausto, who coined the term Rascuachismo in a 1989 essay to describe the do-with-what-you-have Chicano sensibility. There's more to come. Stay with us on Fronteras.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. We're spending a day at San Antonio's McNay Art Museum to see highlights from its exhibit, Rascuachismo, 35 Years of a Chicano Sensibility. Leading us on this tour are Chicano scholar Tomás Ibarra Frausto and the McNay's curator of Latinx art, Mia Lopez. The paintings, sculptures, and installations in the sprawling exhibit incorporate several galleries, including the final gallery we visit today, the Lawson Print Gallery. This could be the main centerpiece of the entirety of the exhibit. A bright turquoise hand-painted sign reads Rascuachismo as you enter the space. You're greeted with blown glass sculptures, an anthropomorphized prickly pear, a large geometric textile pattern, and various other paintings and knickknacks from Tomás Ibarra Frausto's own collection. Lopez reflects on the barrio Baroque style that's the foundation of Rascuachismo.
So in this part of the exhibition, we have different aspects that nod to the foundations of Rascuachismo. And as Tomás mentioned, you know, the idea of casa, calle, y comunidad. And so you see those different influences.
Lopez gestures to framed sarapes, traditional Mexican shawls, decorated with colorful horizontal bands.
Whether it's, you know, from the calle, you know, things that would have been discarded, like beer bottle labels, candy wrappers, that Diana Molina has transformed into collage sarapes and a collage landscape.
Lopez next points to a photo of a well-used broom head framed against a white background, its bristles artfully curled.
A photo by the late Chuck Ramirez, an incredible San Antonio artist that really in so many ways kind of embodied the more kind of camp aspect of Rascuachismo. Here he is, you know, embracing this broom and giving it, you know, this kind of glamour shot. And this is a used item, you know, putting this kind of commercial photography lens on it, almost manages to anthropomorphize it, but then at the same time is, you know, celebrating the fact that this is an item that will have many lifetimes, first as an indoor broom, then as an outside broom, and maybe even eventually as a piñata stick.
Right. Our attention is drawn to the three prominent sculptures in the center of the gallery. The sculpture to the left is a vertical terracotta sculpture of a prickly pear cactus that stands atop a brown fist. Brown faces peer out of the green cactus pads. Prickly red tongues stick out of some of the other pads. The sculpture is topped by an Egyptianesque eye of Horus, with the tunas, the prickly pear fruit, capping it like a crown. This is a sculpture by Salvador Jiménez Flores, La Resistencia de los Nopales Híbridos, The Resistance of Hybrid Cacti. Curator Mia Flores says the artist calls himself a Rascuache futurist.
He works primarily in ceramics, but also metal elements. And so what you see here is a totemic cactus sculpture. This piece has ceramic cactus patties, you know, different gilded elements, and then interspersed are representations of his own face. You see different motifs ranging from a power fist to a sacred heart, but also open mouths and tongues, a sort of imprint that's referencing some of the more stereotypical representations of indigenous people, a sort of halo that is a nod to Sun Ra, an all-seeing eye, the prickly pears, some of them have transformed into faces. So it's a very visually complex image, and at the same time, I think really speaks to his embracing of, you know, the scrappiness of Rascuachismo, the idea of resistance and resilience, also as embodied with the cactus.
As Mia said, it's sort of like a totem pole, and it has totemic elements of indigenous elements all over, and of course, the tunas, you know, the tunas of the nopal. And so he's references to a lot of ordinary ideas of food and of the culture that we come from.
Curator Mia Lopez draws our attention to two blown glass sculptures by the De La Torre brothers, Ainar and Jamex. One carries over the nopal theme, with nopal pads branching from a bright red sacred heart. Found objects dot its silver base.
This work, Mi Chicano Corazon, is one of our most recent acquisitions to the McNay's permanent collection, and it was acquired on the occasion of the De La Torre's exhibition this past year. This work, Mi Chicano Corazon, captures the playful sort of irreverent spirit of their work, but also truly gets to the heart of the matter, pun intended. you see here, you know, their rendition of a sacred heart that has these cactus patties, you know, growing out of it, you know, even rooting and creating both these veins, but also roots growing in and through the body of the heart itself. The entire heart and cactus component is made out of blown glass, and it rests on a base that is partially constructed out of a hubcap. So it's also a way for them to kind of allude to car and lowrider culture. When they had their exhibition at the McNay last year, they actually dedicated the entire exhibition to Tomas, and they very much are kind of consider themselves sort of apostles of the, you know, Rascuachismo, and really it is in so much of the work that they do. And so I knew pretty much as soon as that work entered our collection that I would be including it in this exhibition.
Another work by the De La Torre brothers stands near Mi Chicano Corazon. It's a small blown glass and resin human sculpture with faces on two sides. It's engulfed by flames. It's called Janus, and it's from the collection of Tomás Ibarra Frausto.
This is a Roman, the Roman god Janus. Janus was a Roman god of the past and of the future. People used to put an image of him over the doorway because the doorway is a threshold. When you go into, you cross over the threshold, to the future and you're leaving the past. But you're not leaving the past. The past is always there. And so if you go around, it's another face over here. This is the dual face of Janus. He's looking forward, but he's looking to the past. It reminds us that our heritage and our culture is we're always thinking about what we want to do in the future, but what we want to do in the future is related to our past. You can never cross a threshold because they're always with you. Our ancestors are always within us in our hearts, and the past and the future are all what makes us who we are.
One of the most striking pieces in this gallery takes up significant square footage on one wall. It looks exceptionally cozy and stiff at the same time. It's made of fleece blankets that might be found in some Mexican homes. Once it might be emblazoned with tigers or the Virgen de Guadalupe. The blankets are crisscrossed in a diamond-like pattern. It's called Fence Section Number 3 by Dallas-based artist Antonio Lechuga. Curator Mia Lopez explains.
Antonio uses cobijas or fleece blankets in all of his works to date. And the way that he has incorporated them here is he has overlaid them on foam in the shape of a fence. And so the pattern here is both evocative of the fence and the U.S.-Mexico border wall, but because it is covered in the cobija, it kind of presents this paradox of looking soft and inviting at the same time. And that's intentional, as it alludes to kind of the promise of the American dream, and yet at the same time, the efforts to kind of keep people out on their side of the border. The pattern of the cobija, the fleece blankets here, you see a few different patterns. So there's everything from a white tiger to a red floral, and of course the Virgen de Guadalupe. And you know, the cobija is something that has a little bit of a kind of kitsch status within many Mexican and Mexican-American households, something that, you know, is often a little bit the tackier side of Rascuachismo, depending on who you ask, but you're very colorful and bold, kind of vibrant patterns that have definitely stood the test of time.
One San Antonio-based artist whose work is also bold and vibrant and is directly influenced by Tomás Ibarra Frausto and Rascuachismo is David Zamora Casas. His mixed-media painting, Nuestra Señora de Rascuachismo, is divided into three horizontal panels. The upper panel features two stereotypical lazy Mexicans sitting with their head resting on their knees, heads covered by a large sombrero, but they're empowered by the stars and suns on their heads and the running shoes on their feet. The middle panel depicts the artist with fire erupting from his mouth that forms a fiery agave. The bottom panel depicts a purple-skinned woman standing in the foreground of a wooded scene. Overseeing them all is the Virgin Mary with her veil of stars crying yellow tears. In between the panels, Casas has written lines of poetry, one of which reads, "Every brushstroke is an incantation, every painting a magic spell." Small silver charms, milagros, are pinned to the top of the painting. Here's curator Mia Lopez.
David absolutely made this in honor of Tomás and his writing. And you see just so many different elements, whether it's milagros that are added on top of the canvas, you know, some kind of little decorative pom-poms that kind of create this little bric-a-brac border. We also see a sort of reclamation of kind of the stereotypical, you know, kneeling Mexican with the sombrero. And then we see, of course, a representation of David himself, you know, with this tongue that also becomes, you know, a beautiful agave cactus. And then his rendition of what perhaps, you know, a holy mother of Rascuachismo might look like. So it's a very, you know, visually complex and loaded piece, but I think does a really great job, too, of capturing, you know, in his mind, you know, the aesthetics of Rascuachismo. And we see so many of these symbols and motifs in other works that are in the exhibition. So it definitely touches on something that is part of this kind of broader conversation around this term.
Tomás Ibarra Frausto directs me to two pieces from his own collection that he lent to the McNay for the Rascuachismo exhibit. Él and Ella are photographic portraits by Arlington-based artist Celia Alvarez Munoz. The outfits in the photos might be considered coming-of-age clothing for young children. The faceless female figure is adorned with a red dress and other charms, and the male form is dressed in a white christening gown with skulls, calaveras, at his feet. Ibarra Frausto explains how he came to acquire the pair.
Celia Alvarez Munoz was at the Whitney Museum in New York. This was part of the Whitney 1992 exhibition. And when I saw it, I really liked it. I was poor. I was living in New York at that time. It's called El and Ella. But at that time, I only had money to buy Ella. So I bought Ella. But then 30 years later, here in San Antonio, she brought me El. Finally, El and Ella, you know, they're in love, so after 30 years, they're together now, El and Ella. The elaborate dress that she had made for Holy Communion for him, you know, but also there's death there, because I don't know, you know, he's a boy, and he's maybe going to grow up not to be so good, but she is going to be a very beautiful woman. Maybe, you know, she'll be going to the dance, and he will come and take her to dance, and they will fall in love. It's a whole love story bedded in there. That's what art is, you know, stories.
Ibarra Frausto says the Chicano art exhibited in the McNay's Rascuachismo exhibit is not meant to categorize all Chicano artists as Rascuache artists.
Some are, like the Torre brothers say, we come from this tradition of Rascuachismo and we're very proud. Others say, don't put me in there. In our community, Rascuache is not something that's very good. It's los de abajo, the people. I'm not Rascuache, but that's how my essay begins. Rascuachismo is, you always do not say, it is me, it's somebody else. So we don't claim that every artist, Mexican-American artist, is a Rascuache artist, but we are saying Rascuachismo is an attitude that many artists have, even if they're not consider themselves Rascuache artists. Some artists here in San Antonio had a pushback when they saw the exhibition. And they said, you know, we are not like that. But then they said, oh, yeah, look, maybe I am. Yeah, I think now, contemporarily, the Latinx generation, they've even coined a new term. It's called rascuachic. It's very chic to be rascuache now, you know. And so, you know, it is a terminology that for some reason has entered the vocabulary not only of Chicano art, but American art as well. And we continue to say the mantra is no longer, we are different. No, we are very central to American art. You know, we had to learn, you know, about futurism, and we had to learn about the Baroque. And so why can't we learn also what Rascuache is? It is a part of the larger concept of the concepts that make American art and that make art a valid thing for all people and all cultures. And this is one aspect of that. Rascuachismo is one part of that world. Now that we live in a world where we are all together through computer and through everything else, we're united. It's also part politically that if we learn to learn about each other, perhaps we can then work together to create a better world.
Dr. Tomás Ibarra Frausto is a Latino arts and culture scholar who coined the term rascuachismo in the 1989 essay, Rascuachismo, a Chicano Sensibility. He's been our guide through Rascuache-inspired art with Mia López, the curator of Latinx art at the McNay Art Museum in San Antonio. The exhibit Rascuachismo, 35 Years of a Chicano Sensibility, is on display at the McNay through March 30th. López and Ibarra Frausto will give visitors a last look at the exhibit on a curator talk and tour March 27th. Find out more and view images from the exhibit at tpr.org. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marianne Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.